the gap became too wide.
Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and we are talking on www.bbsradio.com on channel number one. I hope that everybody is doing fine this evening, and I'd love to talk to a lot of people tonight and try to heal them the best way that we can. I need to talk this evening about love and compassion, understanding, and what to do with it. We are, as you know, most of us know that we are all connected to each other. It's very important that we understand that God has made us very special, and that nobody's above that specialty other than we make a connection with each other. And to love each other is the most important effect that we can do. God has given us wonderment and miracles, and it's just so wonderful to be working with people. I work with people in my office. I do massage. I do energy work. I do energy work on the telephone and heal people and try to do the best I can. Tonight we're going to discuss love and compassion again. As you know, it's very important to have our mind extremely disciplined, to understand that when it is disciplined, we can do a lot more than when it is undisciplined. In other words, if we focus, and we focus on our third eye, and focus all the way through our body, and allow the love and light to go through, it can be done very, very easily. The importance of this is that we really need to make a connection that will allow us to really connect with each other. The best way to do that is by letting go. By letting go, we allow ourselves to unite with each other, to unite with God, and to ask Him for please. It's how many times we pray a day and forget to say please. It's so important to do that. In energy work, we make a connection, or at least I make a connection with whoever I'm working with, and we connect to each other's truth. We connect heart to heart, soul to soul, and try to listen to the guides and laws that they pass on through us to allow us to heal everybody or heal the person that we're working on at the time. I had a very lovely young lady in the office yesterday, Pam, who is a third-degree black belt, and her energy was soaring. When we had gotten finished, she went outside, and she connected completely to the universe. Pam was a very disciplined mind. She knew in what direction she wanted to go in. I stopped over at her, I think it's called a dojo. I stayed there for about 5 or 6 minutes and felt the energy in there, and it felt very disciplined, very grounded, and very, very nice in there. So I stopped there, and it was fun just to see these little children working and learning how to kick and to promote themselves. So that was really wonderful to see. Anyhow, getting back to energy work, Dr. Bell, Dr. Fred Bell and I have been working together for the past 8 years, and I'm learning a lot more about the nuclear receptors and the projectors that we're wearing. If nobody's really familiar with that, the nuclear receptor is a device that can actually open up the RNA, DNA, actually get rid of toxins in the body, actually realign the atomic structure, and actually do a lot of good work on the RNA and DNA. I've had the actual feelings myself. I've been able to see them, and I've reported to Dr. Bell for the last 8 years, actually probably even closer to 10 years now, on the effects of the nuclear receptor. The nuclear receptor itself, I started with a silver one, and what we did was basically is that I started with a, if I remember, it was a blue sapphire, as a matter of fact. And as I was walking in the fields of Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, I was noticing a lot of black coming out of my back, and it was tremendous. It wasn't a little black, it was a lot of black. And I called Fred right after my walk and said, Fred, I saw a lot of black coming out of my back. And he said, well, that's all the x-rays that you had taken in your lifetime that was coming out of my back. After that, I was feeling the toxins in my brain. I was feeling my veins and arteries and the blood actually clearing. I was noticing toxins coming out of my kidneys, out of my heart, out of the rest of my body. So we've been talking about this for the last 8 years. The projectors, which came out probably, I think, a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I was one of the first people that had gotten the projectors. I bought four of them. And the price was expensive, but I knew right that the universe would take care of that with no problem. What has been happening with that is that these devices are not play toys. You have to wear a nuclear receptor for at least between 3 and 6 months before you can even attempt to buy one of these units, the projectors. They're extremely powerful. It's not for the weak-hearted, and it's not for the faint-hearted. Things do happen in the rooms. I was taken to Andromeda, as I've been talking on Fred's show for the last year, and I actually stood in front of a committee, and I was put in this device of fluid, and my chakras were opened up to twice as big. I came back, and I've been doing some really serious work ever since. So there's a lot that happens with these devices, and again, they are not kids' toys. These things actually work. They do open you to the universe. I remember working with a client of mine, and within the first 15 minutes, the room completely disappeared. We were looking right at the universe. The whole room was completely gone. The only thing that was left in the room were the 8 diamonds that were on the walls that were very bright, and all we could see was the entire universe in our room. So if somebody was to walk into my office and into the room, they would have never seen us. We had disappeared right into the universe, became the universe. So, again, these devices are real. They are not kids' games. You really need to wear these nuclear receptors before. Your mind has got to be disciplined. You have to be grounded totally. There's no misconception in that. There's no misguidance. You have to have a very disciplined mind to be able to use the projectors. So it's not made for everybody on the planet, but the people that can wear them, the people that can hang them on the walls, can open up other people to these units just by being in their aura. So they're extremely powerful. If they're placed properly around the planet, which Fred has been talking about for the, I think it's been for the last year and a half, that it can actually change everything on the planet to a better, a much higher frequency. Again, to buy one of these units early is not, I would not advise that. It would be like putting your finger into an electrical 220 outlet. It just doesn't work. You have to be disciplined. You have to wear the nuclear receptor before. But let's not talk about that right now. What we need to talk about is healing. If anybody is out there that could use some healing, last week we had a woman who had not been able to walk for 4 years. She called up, and within a minute she was actually walking. So we can do some wonderful healings. If people would like to call in, I'm willing to do that, and we'll try to do the best we can at that time. But anyhow, to move further on, what I needed to talk about is that we need to keep everything simple. We seem to make everything very complex in our life. God didn't want us to make things complex. God wanted us to keep everything simple. at a simple level, because it is by speaking your truth and by keeping it simple. It is not complex. Actually, it is very complex, but not complex, if you understand what I'm talking about. The truth is extremely complex, but extremely simple at the same time. So the movement of truth is extremely important. What I found out in my 65 years of life on the planet is that what we're looking for, a lot of people are looking for freedom of choice. And if I talk to a lot of people and they say, well, we want freedom of choice, you know, we want to make our own decisions. What I've been looking for and what I found is freedom from choice. What happens is that when you open up to the universe, some things work in reverse. So instead of having freedom of choice, the best thing for me was freedom from choice. And what I did was make a connection to heaven. I made a connection to the universe and to God. I listen to him 24 hours a day whenever he speaks to me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Geraldine.
Hi, Geraldine. Can you speak up a little, dear? I can't hear you that well.
Yes, I can.
Thank
is that
you,
better?
Geraldine. Yes, it is. Sounds great to me.
Okay. I need some healing.
Okay, honey. What can I do for you, Geraldine?
Well, I have neuropathy in my feet.
Okay.
And no one seems to know why.
Okay.
I am B12 deficient. I get shot every month.
Okay.
And I have arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
And I also have high blood pressure and things wrong with my heart.
Okay. Let's do this, Geraldine.
Okay.
What's happening right now, I can feel the energy going into your feet. You should be able to feel that energy coming through the top of your head, going straight down to your feet. Can you feel that?
No, not yet.
Okay. What I want you to do, it's actually flowing through. Have you been able to feel energy before?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. What I would like you to do is take a deep breath through the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet and tell me, or say, I breathe in the breath of God. So take in a good deep breath.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Can you feel that going down through your body?
Yes.
Good, there. Good. Now you should be able to see light in the center of your head. Can you feel that? Can you see that?
I can see it's not bright, but I see light now.
Okay.
Yes, now I see light.
Good, there. Can you feel the light in your feet? You should be able to make a connection. If you look straight down, honey, you should be able to see a light way past your feet, and that is the center of the earth. Can you see that? It's a little light. You should be able to see it right now. The earth is opening up to you, and you're actually, the universe is actually opening up to you. I'm actually watching it. Just surrounding you right now. Your head's opening up a lot more. Your heart's opening up. You've been having trouble with your stomach a little bit?
Yes.
Yes. You should be able to feel the light going into your tummy right now there. Good. Good. I can feel that. All right. Now what we need to do is you need to let go. We need to totally let go, honey. Just allow yourself to let go of everything. You feel yourself getting a lot lighter. You should be able to feel that now.
I do?
Yes, good there. There's a large... Now, I'm going to tell you what I do. I speak to God. What happens is I don't ask for angels. What happens is I ask God to send a complete healing to you and love and light and wonderment. And what's happening is I never ask for anything other than God's love. Whatever he sends to you, he sends to you. It comes through me, but it is from God. And you're starting to clear an awful lot out of your body. You should feel a lot more grounded. Can you feel that? Do you feel a lot more centered?
I don't know. It's just the tears that are coming.
You seem to be becoming emotional. Are you feeling a lot of energy going through you?
Yes.
Yes, good.
I'm rolling my finger too.
Yes. Where did you have your arthritis at?
In your fingers? Knees and hips and wrist.
You'll need to speak up, Geraldine. Hi.
In my knees.
Okay.
And ankles and wrists.
Yes, okay. That's why it was coming through your feet, and that's why it's coming through your legs. Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Would you take a walk and see if you feel a lot better?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for your gifts. Thank you so much. How do you feel?
Well, usually when I get up, my feet hurt really bad.
Okay. Are they hurting now, or they feel a lot better?
Oh, they feel better.
Good, dear. Good. Well, it sounds like you've got a complete healing to me. It's wonderful.
I think I do, too. I can take a deep breath.
Wonderful. I'm so glad. Just take some good deep breaths. Your lungs are actually clearing. It's your right lung that I'm looking at right now. So let's take in a deep breath, Geraldine, and just breathe that light in, that wonderful miracle light that God gives us. Just breathe that wonderful breath in. That's it. Just breathe in. That's opening up more. Yeah, you're starting to clear even more. That's wonderful. You should be breathing a lot deeper. Do you feel like you're breathing all the way into your tummy?
Yes, I know.
Wonderful, honey. Wonderful. Wonderful. That feels so much better to me, Geraldine.
It does to me, too.
Oh, wonderful, honey. I want you to move your fingers. I want you to see that it's a lot better. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. You want to move your toesies? How does that feel? Feel a lot better?
That feels better.
Good, honey. What I need you to do is take a walk, see how your hips are feeling.
Okay.
How does that feel to you?
Oh, that feels good.
Oh, I'm so happy, honey. I'm so happy.
My knees are good.
Oh, I'm so glad, Geraldine. I'm so glad.
Oh, this is really good.
I'm so glad, honey. I'm so glad for you, Geraldine.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, listen, this is all from heaven. I'm just a conduit, just like you are. I'm just as humble as you are, dear. So every time this happens, it's a miracle for me and a miracle for you. And I just hope that people can feel this energy all over the world. I think it's so wonderful that God has given us so much to do with and so much to heal with. And it's just such a pleasure talking to you and knowing that you're getting better.
Oh, thank you.
You're quite welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
I'll say a couple words. Baruch Hashem, which means blessed be his name. Thank you so much, Geraldine, for calling. And do you have my phone number at home?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Don't hesitate to call me if you run into a problem.
All right, Steve, I won't. Oh, you mean your home number?
Yes. Do you have my home phone number?
You give that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's 585.
Okay.
461.
461.
3319.
Oh, 3319.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
And I tell people that if you run into a problem, don't hesitate to call me. I don't have a secretary or an operator or anything else, so I'm bombarded with phone calls, but I promise I will get back to you in time.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Okay. Oh, you're quite welcome, and God bless you, and I hope miracles come to you every day.
Oh, I believe they will.
Good, honey.
I believe that.
That's the way I love to hear people talk. That's wonderful, Geraldine.
I believe in God, and
absolutely.
I believe in His messengers, and you're one of them.
Well, thank you. I can feel it in your heart that you're opening up so beautifully. So,
okay.
It gives me relief to know that you're feeling better.
Oh, I am.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
I think it's important that we understand that everybody has this ability. We can help each other. We just need to love each other and support each other and give to as much as we can to other people without, you know, giving ourselves away. So, and that's not possible to do because energy is always coming in, and we have a promise from heaven that all the energy will be coming back to us once you make a connection to the Almighty and to the universe. The laws of the universe and the laws of God, you will receive that energy back a thousandfold. So there's nothing really to worry about, and there's nothing really to disturb you at all. So I'm so glad that Geraldine called. And if there's anybody else out there that needs healing, I'm more than happy to do that. So please don't hesitate to call. We need to learn to discipline our minds and our bodies. It's something I'm working on now. I'm overweight, but my mind is extremely disciplined, and I'm trying to lose weight right now as we speak. What I do in my house as I'm working, I have a candle lit, and I focus on the candle as I'm focusing on the people that I'm talking to, and that seems to really help me focus, and it also gives me a lot of wonderment to realize that fire is a wonderful gift and can be used in a healthy sense to heal ourselves. In my practice at work, I usually work on about 20, 25, sometimes even 30 people a week. I've had two heart operations in the last 6 months, because I'm trying to discipline my body to lose weight, and I feel much, much better, and I'm giving another chance to, serve. So, that's what I'm doing. I'm losing weight and trying to do the best I can for humanity and myself. And the most important thing to do is to love ourselves. The way that we can love ourselves and the way we can open up to heaven is to speak our truth. And the way you speak your truth is discipline your mind to say that I will listen to the truth in me and make a connection, a very deep connection, and you'll be able to hear yourself speak. You'll be able to hear God talk to you. And that truth can be used to discipline yourself, your mind, your body, and everything else that you need to do for mankind, humanity, and yourself, especially yourself. So it's very important. I do have classes on disciplining the mind through meditation. And I've been working, I still have my first clients of 14 years ago, and we've been doing some wonderful work for the past 14 years. And I still take on new clients now with massage. And we use energy in connection with massage to open up more of who we are. And who we are is God. We have that spark in us. And as people come in, I let them know that their body is a holy ark, and that ark contains the spark of God. and it must be treated with the utmost respect. It's something that we really need to do for ourselves and for our lives. We need to be humble with the idea that this is what we need to do, and as we do that, it's extremely important to humble ourselves in front of other people and to God, because other people have that spark, and that's extremely holy, and the body must be treated as a temple of holiness. I try to do that with everybody. I try to understand what God is telling me as I'm working with people. In my room, I do make a connection with them, and I speak only to the voices that come through to me. If I have somebody on the table, and I'm being told what to do, I am told how many strokes to make. I'm told how to be gentle and loving kindness to the client that's on the table. Actually, it's just a wonderful feeling to know that I give up my own free will, and God's will prevail through me. And what I do is that I go into a deep meditation, and the body will speak to me, and I am spoken to by God. And I listen to exactly what he says. If I'm supposed to do six strokes on the back, that's exactly what I do, no more, no less. So, again, it's the discipline of the mind that's extremely important. And as we make that connection with each other, as we do that loving kindness, miracles will happen. I've had that happen several times in my room. And it's just an absolute wonderful feeling. The other thing is that getting back to the other work with the projectors and the nuclear receptor, the projectors that I use in the room, I use four projectors that are up in the north, south, east, and west. And I've been having them, I guess, for the past year or so. Again, I was one of the first to have the projectors. And eventually what happens, the projectors do become you. You become the projectors. In other words, you're taking on the characteristic of this beautiful device that's in the room. You can actually feel a vibration. You can actually feel the sense of this working back and forth. I've actually seen Andromedans come into my room. The first day I had them up, they were in my room. There was one that was about 9 feet tall. There was one that was 8 feet tall and one that was 6 feet tall. And they actually worked in my room with me for about 3 hours as I was working on my clients. And they're extremely friendly. They're very tall, very thin, very white. They come in different colors, but the ones that I've seen have been in pure white light. Some of them are a little darker, but I think that's because that's who they are. And so you need to accept what you see. Dark does not mean bad. A lot of people think that when they see dark light that that's not a good light, and we're trained to believe that. In the universe, there's light and there's darkness, and we need to accept both. In the Kabbalah, it talks about the tree of life. And the tree of life, if you look at it, there is two sides of it. There is light and dark, and we need to walk up the center path. It's not a matter of walking into the light or the darkness. We need to walk right into the center and fulfill our gratitude to God, and to be able to thank him for everything that he has done. We need to accept the light, and as much as we need to accept the dark. That's who we are. Eventually the light will overcome. It's just a matter of time. You need to trust. You need to be able to walk through, because what you are seeing is the darkness of ourselves. And the darkness of ourselves will actually be prevailed by the white light. And it's extremely important that not to be frightened of it, because that's who we are. I remember reading a book by a famous Swami who had mentioned going through your heart, and I went out my heart for about 7 years out into the universe, and the universe was very, very beautiful. It contained all of, you know, the universe. It was just absolutely beautiful. I was out for 7 years. I learned a tremendous amount. I don't want to go into that right now, but what I did learn was is that to discipline myself and to accept what was coming to me and not to be overwhelmed. And so what I did was let go. It was the only way for me to handle that kind of energy. And when I came back, I was a little upset because I wanted to stay out longer. But again, I was operating every day in my life. I was here, and I was out in the universe all at the same time. And people get a little confused with that because they don't understand how you can do be in the universe in one moment and be in your body all at the same time. There's no separation. It's all the same. We are the universe. We are light. We are darkness. We are everything. And we need to believe that. We need to open up to the universe that way. The universe is filled with love, no matter if it's light or dark. It is filled with love. It is filled with compassion. It's filled with wonderment and everything that is good. So everything that's good, everything that's holy is right in front of us. All we need to do is to trust and allow ourselves to be. If anybody is out there that needs to be healed, anybody out there that needs some love and attention and compassion, please give us a call here. I'm more than happy to help you. I think Valerie might be on next week. I really wanted to do the show by myself and enjoy talking about what I've done in my life and what's important to me. If you have pencil and paper, I would like to give you some of my sayings, if it's possible. I can give you three or four. The truth to me is very profound. These sayings were given to me by heaven, and I'm going to write these down in a book. Eventually, the book will be called Messages from the Most High. And so these are some of the sayings that will be in the book. The first one is, the truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. The second one is, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. Third one, I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. Yes, hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, who's this?
My name's John.
Yes, John.
And I want to see if I get a healing today.
Yes, sir.
And I want to say I really enjoy your program.
Oh, thank you so much, John. This is my second week on, so I feel very honored.
Where are you broadcasting, or where are you located?
Well, I'm located in Rochester, New York.
Oh, you're a long ways away. Okay.
Yes. And where are you from, John?
I'm in California.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, energy just doesn't stop in Rochester, New York.
I hope not.
What can I do for you, John?
I'd like a healing, please.
Sure. What do we need to tune into?
It's whatever you're seeing. I have diabetes.
Okay. So do I. So
oh.
I know how that works. Let's see what we can do here. Okay. Actually, I'm right at your throat, John. You should be able to feel your face actually opening up. Can you feel that energy going through the front of your mask?
Yeah.
Good. You feel it going down through your hands right now?
Uh-huh.
Good. Okay, we're going down. It's already down to your pubic area. Okay, I'm being told to tell you to let go of everything, absolutely everything. That's it. You should be able to feel a very good connection between the pubic area and your mind. Did you feel that opening about 5 or 6 seconds ago?
Okay.
Good. Good. Now there's a connection all the way down to your feet. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. There's a lot of light that's going into the pubic area. What's happening for you, John? The hardest chakra to open up is in the pubic.
Okay.
So
second chakra.
you've done a lot of homework on yourself. I can feel that.
Yeah.
You've disciplined your mind fairly well. What we need to do, John, is this. Allow yourself to let go of everything.
Okay.
Good. Okay, I am going to the top of your head. I'm about 4 feet above your head.
Okay.
I'm looking straight down through your spine. Okay. You should be able to feel me very close to your spine now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Okay, I'm going through your body right now. I'm just going to clear out your spine. Just give me a couple seconds here. All right, I'm down to the coccyx area right now. Can you feel that energy down in your coccyx area?
Okay.
Good. How does that feel to you?
More grounded.
Good. All right, I'm coming out of your spine right now. Good. Good. You should be able to feel that energy more grounded, and you should be able to feel a lot more centered. Can you feel that?
Uh-huh.
Good. Okay. Your body's talking to me right now, so give me a second, John, please. I'm being told to tell you that you need to eat more vegetables.
Okay.
Do you like spinach?
So-so.
Yeah, okay, but they're telling me spinach. Spinach, so I'm telling you what I'm hearing.
Okay,
okay.
Right. Got to go with what spirit says.
Yes, you bet. Okay. Less red meat, John.
Okay.
Okay. Chicken, fish.
All right.
What else we got here? Once in a while, you eat a piece of candy, chocolate, or candy. Is that what I'm picking up?
Yes.
Okay. Is there candy that has no sugar or anything of that nature that you can buy?
Yeah, that's probably better with that.
Yes. Okay. There's white light that's surrounding the back of your head right now. It's surrounding your hands. You feel like you're becoming lighter to me. Can you feel that?
Yes.
All the way through? Do you feel like you're almost floating?
Uh-huh.
Good. Okay, your pancreas is firing up right now.
All right.
I can't heal myself. I can't heal other people, but I can't heal myself. I can't do that, you know. I'd love to, but I can't. There we go. Good. Good. How does that feel, John?
I'm pretty relaxed right now.
Right. Okay, I see a lot of white light in your pancreas. What I'm doing right now is going to the liver. What have you been angry about, John? Is it something we could talk about in public, or do you need to call me privately?
Probably privately.
Okay. You've got my phone number at home?
Oh, why don't you give it to me one more time?
Okay, it's 585-461-3319.
Okay.
You're clearing in your liver, but we need to talk.
Okay.
Okay. I need you to let your heart go. It needs to open up. It wants to open up. So let it just... That's it. Boy, that's been a long time coming, John. You feel yourself opening up more? Breathing easier? How does that feel?
I feel pretty good right now.
Okay. You should be able to feel the energy opening up on the outside of yourself. You should be able to feel your aura.
Okay.
Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. How strong is that to you?
I'm pretty well aware of it.
Okay. If you look around yourself, how can we do this? How can I show you? Okay. I'm going to put my hand 18 feet away from your aura. I'm standing 18 feet away. I've got my hand right up at your aura on the left-hand side. I'm going to press it just a little bit. You should be able to feel this 18 feet away. This is your first line of your aura.
Have it out that far?
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm moving. Can you feel that right now?
Okay.
You should be able to feel that energy.
Yeah.
Can you feel my hand touching your aura?
I think I do.
Right. I'm going to move it a little closer so you can feel that. Can you feel that energy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What I'm doing is I'm passing you more energy into your aura. We're expanding it. It's already 36 feet, 40 feet. How does that feel to you?
It feels pretty good. Don't you want it tightly around your body, though, like arm's length away, or do you want it out that far?
My goodness, is there any energy that can be... we're talking about the universe here. We're not talking about just your first line. We're talking about connecting you right to the universe.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, so this feeling of, it's 18 inches away or something of that nature, that's what used to be years ago. Now we're connecting right to the universe. What we're doing, let's try this. I'm 3,000 miles away.
Okay.
Okay. I'm back here in Rochester, New York. What I'm going to do is take my hand, put it right up in front of me, and I want you to tell me if you can feel that energy as I'm pressing in on your aura. Can you feel that?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no limit, John.
All right.
Absolutely no limit. The
okay.
only limit we have is the limit that we put on our mind. There's
okay.
there's no disconnection. There's no limit. It's just that we're taught that, it's within the first couple inches or whatever the case may be. Your aura is surrounded. It looks like an egg shape, but eventually what happens is that your third eye becomes your full face. So there's a lot that's happening to you right now. You've been very disciplined in your mind for a long time. We're just opening you up a lot more.
Okay.
How does that feel to you?
I feel great.
You should be able to feel that. Okay, this is what we can do. Are you inside right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have trees where you're at?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to take your hand. Can you go to a door?
Yeah.
Can you open up the door, please?
Okay, I'll go to a window here.
Okay. Go to the window, open up the window. That it needs to be open.
Okay.
Do you see a tree out there?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to take your hand and slowly put it up by the tree. That's it. You should be able to feel the entire universe through the tree. Can you feel that?
Okay.
Can you feel that?
I'm working on it.
Good. Just take your hand, slowly move it. I see the tree. You feel the top of your head opening up more?
Uh-huh.
Good. How does it feel to be in touch with nature that much?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Go out and hook a tree.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
You're quite welcome.
You have a great program.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay.
Take care. If you need me, call me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As John could see, there's no limit to what we can do with our aura. It's just it's a wonderful feeling to be able to make a connection and be connected 3,000 miles away to somebody and just say, can you feel the aura? The aura is an amazing, 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 amazing tool that God has given us, and there's no limit to what we can do. Again, There's no limit in what we can say. As long as it's life-affirming, as long as we don't hurt anybody, as long as we are accepting of God's laws and His order. The situation is that most of us in this life are swimming downstream, and what we need to do is just flow upstream and allow us to go and continue on that path of just flowing upstream and not fighting it. Most of us fight it, and when we give in, when we let go, I can't express this word enough, let go. We need to allow ourselves to let go and let love. We need to allow ourselves to express our own expression, to be able to express our own truth. The way to continuance, the way to promoting ourselves is to be honest with ourselves, allowing ourselves to touch the divine in such a way that it just programs everybody. It programs everybody that you walk past. As I tell my clients, I never use the word students. I am just a regular person like anybody else on this planet. What we do is that when our aura is opened up to the universe, we can walk past somebody's life and change it instantaneously without them even knowing it. And the amazing part is that we don't even know it. The three things that I got from God, and it's very important to understand what He was saying to me, so I'll pass it on to you. Make no judgments. Try not to comprehend. And let everything go. It's so important. We need to allow ourselves not to comprehend anything that God gives us. We don't know His ways. We know His laws. We know His laws of life. We know everything that the Bible tells us. We know everything that's within inside of us that we've connected to. But we really don't know God. We don't know His ways and what He has in store for us. That's what I'm talking about. So just open up to that and love that always. And love ourselves. It's so important because once we love ourselves, there's nothing that we can't do for everybody else. And I think it's so important for us to understand that by giving love, we receive love. And I think it's so important. Charity, I think, is very important. I think that charity begins at home also to make our lives better. Once we have charity for ourselves, then we have charity for everybody else on the planet. It's a matter of keeping things very simple. It's a matter of regulating ourselves to understand that God is with us 24 hours a day. I can tell you a story that happened to me. I was in synagogue about 10 years ago, and I was meditating and praying with sages and holy men. They had left the room, and I went to the Bema. The Bema is the pulpit, as everybody knows. And I was standing in front of the Ark containing the Torahs, the five books of Moses, but on parchment. And what happened was, actually lambskin, I'm sorry. And what happened was is that I bowed in front of the Torah, and something opened up in the top of my head, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. This voice came down to me and said, "You don't bow to the Torah, you bow to me." And at that particular moment, this was 10 years ago, I at that point, I knew God listened to everything I said and everything I do. And at that point, I tried to live my life the best way that I can, the best that I can do for my clients and the best that I can do for me. It's extremely important to realize that God is with us all the time. I'm not a religious person, but I am a very spiritual person. And I've seen a lot in my short little life of 65 years on the planet, and I'm willing to share that with people. Is there anybody else out there that can use a healing this evening? I hope somebody will call in, and we can certainly help them again. Last week was the first week of my show, and the toes for running off the hook. So it's really good to know that there are people listening to me and learning. And, hello?
Hi, Steve.
Yes?
Yes, I'm calling for healing.
Yes. Your name, sir?
Mark.
Mark? Okay. Can I ask what's wrong, Mark?
Some general things, some liver problems and a little bit on my left side of my neck.
Okay.
And
can you speak up a smidge, Mark, please?
Okay, I was wondering if you could do a scan, if you could tell me, like, what kind of nutritional supplements is needed?
That I can't do, Mark. I can't do that over the air. I'll need you to give me a call privately.
Okay.
I can't give anything
like
that.
Can you recommend receptors, too?
Excuse me?
Can you recommend receptors?
Yes, I can. What I would suggest doing is calling. You need an emerald. I don't have my book in front of me. I don't know what the emerald does, but your body's calling for an emerald. The receptor, the nuclear receptor, what you could do, they do have a silver one. You can call Mikkel on Monday. Do you have that phone number, sir?
Is that Dr. Bell's place?
Yes.
I could probably find it, but if you have it handy.
I think I have it right here. Let me just get it out of my book here. I would buy the silver receptor. It's called a nuclear receptor. He's got a new one, and it's extremely powerful. Oh, I just got a projector myself the other day, and it's quite interesting. I'll talk about that in a minute. You should be able to feel the energy going through your body now. Can you feel that?
Slightly.
Okay. Let me just...
heard some ringing on the right side of my ear.
Good. Let's see here. Let's just get you healed first. And you said the side of your neck...
Yes,
your liver.
Side. Pardon?
Your liver?
A liver, yes.
Yes, that's what you were talking about. That's what I'm making a connection to. Your liver is really clearing right now. Just allow it to go, Mark. Let everything go. That's it. Were you smoking for a while, Mark?
Not heavily, no. Just more
ceremonial. No, were you smoking, Mark?
Ceremonial for a few months, and that was it.
Okay. Were you smoking a piece pipe or tobacco or whatever the case may be?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, pipes.
Okay. I'm picking up some tobacco, that's all. Let's just see. Okay, that's clearing out. The ceremony is wonderful. It's so high, it's so wonderful, it's a high order. Okay. We need to balance you, Mark. You're really unbalanced. You're not focused. Excuse me?
Okay.
Okay. What we're going to do is I need you to let go of everything. That's it. Good. Good. Okay. What I want you to do, Mark, is take in a deep breath through the top of your head. You know how to do it. You're disciplined fairly well. You're trying very hard. I want you to breathe in the breath of God right through your entire body, Mark. I breathe in the breath of God. Good. Good. If you're self-realigning again, can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. I breathe in the breath of God. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, good. We need to talk off the air.
Okay.
There's some stuff you're doing that we need to talk about, and I don't want to mention that on the air.
Okay.
Okay. You are refocusing. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Yes. Do you feel yourself grounding?
Yes.
Okay, good. I breathe in the breath of God. Good. Good, Mark. Very, very good. Do you wish to be clear, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, your heart's opening up an awful lot. Can you feel the white light going through your heart now?
A little.
Allow yourself to let go, Mark. Allow your hands to be free. Allow your chest to be free. Feel your freedom running through your body. Feel the expression of your honesty, of your pureness. That's it. You can feel a dimensional change. I know you could just feel that dimensional change because I felt it. Can you feel that?
Yes.
There's a big shift going on here. That's good. You should be tuned in like an eagle right now. Can you feel that in your head? Can you feel the eagleness through your body? Can you feel it through your eyes?
Yes.
You should be able to look straight ahead and look very strong. Can you feel that?
Yes.
I can see an eagle. Instead of your face, I see an eagle. That's beautiful. An eagle is in your face. It's beautiful. There is a Native American person standing behind you. I don't know who it is. Are you Native American, Mark?
Partial.
Okay. Well, there are people behind you. I see a whole ceremony behind you. I see a coyote or a wolf. Looks like a wolf. That's beautiful, Mark. There's a lot happening for you. You have a lot of history. I think what I would do is definitely... you go into drumming circles, do you?
No.
You don't. I would definitely look into a drumming circle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anybody that does that in the area that you're from?
No.
Okay. What I would suggest doing is taking a look because you've got some wonderful people that are there that are ancestors or... No? Okay. What's going on here? Just give me a second, Mark. They're letting me know that they're clearing you so you can have an idea who you are.
Yes.
I don't know how much part you are Native American, but whatever it is, it's very beautiful. You must have some beautifulness about you that a lot of people pick up on. You should become very, very centered. Can you feel that now, Mark?
Yes.
Good. How does that feel now, Mark? Do you feel
good.
A lot stronger?
Yeah, stronger.
Good. Mark, call me at home.
Okay.
585. 461-3319. We'll continue the conversation at some point. My time on the air is leaving, so I need to close.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Mark, and I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, I'll call. Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you so much for everybody being on the show, and thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your life that I may be able to help you and talk, and God bless everybody. Thank you so much for being on my show. Bye-bye.